your frown, and it's like looking down the barrel of a gun, and it goes off. And how come all these words? Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer. It's one verse, laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things up the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today, when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today, when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry I was late, but I missed the train. To get things off the ground, and it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today, when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome, my name is Michael. This is my show, The Clubhouse. The first song we opened up with tonight was Marty Bum by the Arctic Monkeys off of their debut album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. It's a great song, great album, great band. Listen to them a lot. Got a lot of great music tonight. Much more chill playlist, aside from the openers, which will be a little more upbeat, but it'll mellow out soon enough this fine evening at midnight. I don't really have much to say to start out, so I'll jump straight to the music. I have some more words that I'll say later, so enjoy this next set. Starting off, we got a song by a band that I don't know much about, but I've been listening to a lot. It's the Backseat Lovers with their song Maple Syrup. Here they are.
I still have your picture on the wall. Where I would have to call you to calm down. I still think about you all the time. When I step out of the shower, I'm reminded of the night when we slept in. Did it hurt when I kicked you to the curb? Now I'm all purple sweater sitting in my room. I tried to wear it, but I knew that it would smell like you. I saw you dancing at the show tonight.
I got a headache, but I'm glad that I stayed up late.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. The songs that we just heard were Maple Syrup by The Backseat Lovers, Virtual Aerobics by Wallows, Powerful Love by Field Medic, and just then was What If Tomorrow Never Comes by The Greeting Committee. A few quick notes about those songs. Virtual Aerobics, coming off of Wallows' new EP, Remote, which will be fully debuting on October 23rd, which I'm very excited about. They only have a few singles out so far, but I'm very much looking forward to the full EP. It'll be the day after my classical mythology midterm, so I'm sure that it will be a nice relief. The Greeting Committee, another favorite band. That EP, I'm Afraid I'm Not Angry, came out about just about a year ago. I remember listening to it a lot in the fall. It's still one of my favorites. Four songs, but they're all very good, all very touching. Up next, we have some more favorites and some new songs, too. First starting up is the Beach Boys, a favorite band of mine off of one of my personal favorite albums, Pet Sounds, a song about I don't know how to describe it, but it's one of my favorites. That's not me. And then some more favorites, and I'll talk about some of those ones as we move on. But yeah, here is the Beach Boys.
I could make it alone now, but that's not me. I wanted to show how independent I'd grown now, but that's not me. I could try to be big in the eyes of the world. What matters to me is what I could be to just one girl. I'm a little bit scared 'cause I haven't been home in a long time. You need it. I went through all kinds of changes, took a look at myself and said, that's not me. I miss my pet and the places I've known. And every night as I lay there alone, I would dream. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city. Up my mortal remains.
strong urge to fly. But I got nowhere to fly to.
Fly to.
Yeah, I don't know where to start. How do you admit that you're falling apart? I mean, how will I admit that I'm falling apart? My mother's gonna worry, but I'm fine in my heart. I live the words that I've said, and I live with a voice that tends to tell me that I'm shit in my head. And well, maybe I should fuck it and be happy instead. I should just say fuck it and be happy instead, right? Trying to tell me how to deal with myself, but I'm not gonna listen if you mention my health. I don't care, don't tell me and don't text me, cause that kinda shit upsets me, just kind of affects me, and it's bringing me down. And I'm not gonna lie, these days I prefer to just not be outside, and these days I just end up spending all of my time with my girlfriend. But to be honest, I think that's alright, cause time keeps rolling and I'm just making songs.
I'm doing my best, still find myself stressed,
and I'm no longer sure where I belong.
I'm starting to rust, don't know who to trust.
Don't trust anyone, not even me.
Some people concentrate on style too much, but I think I just force myself to smile too much, and that should soon end for the best. Yeah, I wanna live my life with no stress, love life and feel blessed. Like, it's kind of funny on the inside, I'm trying to be a man, but really I'm just a little child. Shit, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Is there anything else?
Oh yeah, my jaw hurts a lot because I grind it with stress. I was an idiot recently and lost a lot of my friends. Nothing brings me joy and nothing makes me smile. Being at school makes me aware of how I haven't been myself in a while. And I wonder what it was like to be 11. Wonder if there's such a thing as life after death, such a thing as heaven. And every now and then I think about the fact that I'd become a legend if I died at 27.
Achilles, Achilles, come down, won't you get above the roof. You're scaring us and all of us, some of us love you, Achilles, it's not much but there's proof. You crazy ass cosmonaut, remember your virtue, redemption lies plainly in truth. Just humor us, Achilles, Achilles, come down, won't you get above the roof.
Je vois que beaucoup de gens meurent parce qu'ils estiment que la vie ne vaut pas la peine d'être vécue. J'en vois d'autres qui se font paradoxalement tuer pour les idées, les illusions qui leur donnent une raison de vivre, sont la même raison de vivre, est en même temps une excellente raison de vivre.
Achilles, 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 come down, won't you get above the roof. The self is not so weightless, nor whole and unbroken. Remember the pact of our youth. Where you go, I'm going. So jumping, I'm jumping, since there is no me without you. Soldier on Achilles, Achilles, come down, won't you get above the roof. Lo, the way they lie.
light candles in Rome, but love the sweet air of the voting. Hurt and grieve, but don't suffer alone. Engage with the pain as a motive. Today of all days, see how the most dangerous thing is to love. How you hear it rise above.
D'un gérant d'immeuble qui s'était tué, on disait un jour qu'il avait perdu sa fille depuis 5 ans, qu'il avait beaucoup changé depuis.
Achilles, 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 I'm now you are absent of cause or excuse. So self-indulgent and self-referential, no audience could ever want you. You crave the applause, you hate the attention, and miss it, your act is a ruse. It is empty Achilles, so end it all now, it's a pointless resistance.
La crise est presque toujours incontrôlable. J'en parle souvent. Chacun a dit une maladie incurable. Ces explications sont valables, mais il faudrait savoir si un jour même un être du désespéré ne va pas parler sur un ton différent. Celui-là.
Achilles, Achilles, just put down the bottle. Don't listen to what you've consumed. It's chaos, confusion, and wholly unworthy of feeding, and it's wholly untrue. You may feel no purpose nor a point for existing. It's all just conjecture and gloom. And there may not be meaning, so find one and seize it. Do not waste yourself on this room. Hear those bells ring deep in the soul, chiming away for a moment. Feel your breath course frankly below, and see life as a worthy opponent. Today of all days, see how the most dangerous thing is to love.
You want the acclaim, the mother of the mother's killing and fame, with the taste of another. Be killing, just jump, you dance, motherfucker. You want me more than a rat,
so much
gutter.
More than a rat.
You want my opinion,
no one asked your opinion. Opinion.
You asked for my counsel,
no one asked for your thoughts.
Be done with this now and jump off the roof. Can you hear me, Achilles? I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Achilles, come down. Achilles, come down.
Mais il faut faire la part de ceux qui, sans conclure, interrogent toujours aussi, j'ai redit ça à peine, il s'agit de la majorité. Je vois également que ceux qui répondent non agissent comme s'ils pensaient oui. De fait,
throw yourself into the unknown with pace and a fury defying. Clothe yourself in beauty untold and see life as a means to a triumph. Today of all days, see how the most dangerous things.
often I'm upset that I cannot fall in love, but I guess this avoids the stress of falling out of it. Are you tired of me yet? I'm a little sick right now, but I swear when I'm ready I will fly us out of here. Chest and I'll figure out a way to get us out of here.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Michael. This is The Clubhouse. The songs that you've been listening to in that last section were That's Not Me by the Beach Boys, Nobody Home by Pink Floyd, Uno by Rex Orange County, Achilles Come Down from Gang of Youths, and This Is Home by Cavetown. I could go on about pretty much all those songs, but I want to give a special shout out to Achilles Come Down, which is a song I discovered just this week, actually. I was going down a YouTube rabbit hole, and I came across that one. And as a fan of Greek mythology, I quite enjoyed listening to it. And there's some interesting elements in the song if you pay close enough attention. The lyrics, there's two voices. One is a sort of positive voice. The other is kind of a negative. One sort of telling Achilles to do bad things. And the other is telling him not to do the bad things. And from certain analysis, those could be seen as the ghost of Patroclus and maybe some godly influence like Apollo. And then in the background, there's someone speaking in French, and that could be an allusion to Paris, who will eventually kill Achilles, which is unfortunate. But yeah, I enjoy that song a lot, along with all of course, the musical aspects of it, which I think goes without saying. And then Cave Town is an artist that I was listening to a lot over the summer, and I quite enjoy their work. And that song in particular it's very touching. We're going to be moving into this next section, and I want to give a little bit of a prelude to the first song that's going to be coming up. It's Marvin Gaye, the first song off of his album, What's Going On. Earlier, I think a few weeks ago now, it feels like a long time ago, but Rolling Stone magazine redid their entire 500 greatest albums of all time list, and they put Marvin Gaye's What's Going On at number one. I forget where it was previously, but I do know that the number one slot was originally given to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band from the Beatles. That fell to, I believe, number 24, and Marvin Gaye rose to number one. Which is a very touching tribute. It's a very, very good album, and it's probably more relevant today than it has been in the past 40 years. Marvin Gaye originally released it in 1971, I believe. A very tumultuous time, and we are still living through a lot of the issues that Marvin Gaye is raising in his album. He touches on a great deal of many social issues. We don't have time to go into all of them on the show, but the whole album, each song is something different, and the first song sort of hints at a lot of it, but it's mostly just him asking the question of what is going on right now, I think it's very fitting to have it resurface in the modern day. So we'll be going on with that one, so please enjoy the next section.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way.
sight. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on.
Do I do like? pick up the phone to calm me down. I never got used to that ringing sound. And drinking out of the same cup, when I run low, you fill me up. Yeah, when I run low, you fill me up. So dress up in your finer things, and the smile can't hide anything. And pin the flower to my chest, and count the days that I've got left. Oh, I'll count the days that I've got left. And I don't know how we got so far away from what I had inside. Are you gonna sleep tonight? And I don't know where it's gonna be a year from now, or anyhow, how it's gonna be tonight. Ain't it funny how I wanted this all my life? Ain't it funny how I got it here and it don't seem right? Ain't it funny how we all want to be someone new? Ain't it funny how I fell in love and then came June? But I don't know, but I've been told my woman, she's got eyes of gold. Well, I spend all day and I search all night till I see them in that perfect light.
Welcome back, everyone. We are now reaching the end of the program. Unfortunately, I've been having a lot of fun in the studio today. It's been really great being back, being on campus in general, but I'm very grateful to everyone at WMFO for letting us be able to come back and be in the studio, at least all the people who are on campus. It's really it's a great honor and a privilege to be back here. It's a lot of fun. I'm just having a blast in here. Anyway, those songs that we've been hearing, we heard What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, Telephone Line by Electric Light Orchestra, and June by Briston Moroney. Since I do have a little bit of time, I can say that one of the songs that we heard earlier, that Beach Boys song off of Pet Sounds. Pet Sounds scored number 2 on the Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. Both times, actually. It was number 2 the first time around, and it's still at number 2. So I guess consistency is key on that one. But What's Going On is now at number 1, rightfully so. From the other things that we've been listening to, A New World Order from Electric Light Orchestra is also a fantastic album. I'm not sure where it ranks on the list, but I can tell you that that is an absolute classic. If you get a chance, check that out. And then Briston Moroney, an artist that I've been listening to a great deal actually recently. He has a lot of really good EPs. I think he released... I should have checked before I came on the air, but I think it's an album. But he has a lot of great songs. If you get a chance, listen to more of it. This EP is Big Shot. I'm a big fan of Indiana. And then he actually released very recently a live version and an acoustic version of a song that was released last year, the year before, 3 years ago. I don't actually, relatively recently. It's called Freaking Out on the Interstate. And he released a live version in the studio. The YouTube video that accompanies it is quite entertaining if you get a chance to watch it. And then the acoustic version released on streaming services. There might be a video associated with it, but it's also quite entertaining, very fun to listen to hear all the different versions that he's been releasing because he's quite an interesting artist musically, lyrically. I like what he produces, and so I'm very excited to see what else he is able to come out with. I still have a few minutes, so I will continue stalling, because I didn't plan enough music. So, what else can I say now that I'm talking? I guess other artists that I played tonight that if you haven't had a chance to listen to, somebody was texting me, Colin, shout out to Colin. I was texting me earlier that he had been listening and he's been looking for artist recommendations based on what I've been playing, which is very sweet, very kind, and very appreciative. I like it when people are influenced by what I listen to. It makes me feel good. So I played Wallows earlier. Big Wallows fan. Played them last week. Their album, Nothing Happens, very good. They did a very good live stream concert version where they performed the whole album all the way through, and it was extraordinary to be able to see what I've been listening to performed by the artist in that format. It was breathtaking. I wish I could have been able to see it in person, but of course, as it is, that won't be happening for some time. So Wallows, that's my recommendation for the evening. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got. Thank you for listening to the show. I'm very grateful to everyone who tunes in. This is probably one of my favorite times of the week, so I love coming in here and having people listen. It really makes my week, so thank you all. But now we are out of time. It is now the end of the show. My name is Michael. This is my show, The Clubhouse. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Last song on the docket. As always, the Jackson 5, be sure to tune in, same time next week. I'll be here Monday night, Tuesday morning, midnight. I'll be here. Here's the Jackson 5. I want you back.